So the story goes, once upon a time, the Lord appeared to a man and showed him a huge rock. The Lord told the man his purpose was to push against the rock with all of his might. This the man did, day after day, month after month. The man came back to God after many years and said, "Lord, I have labored long and hard in your service, putting all of my strength to do that which you have asked. Yet, after all this time, I've not been able to move the rock. I'm sorry, I have failed in my purpose." To this the Lord responded, "My child, when long ago I asked you to serve me, I told you that your purpose was to push against the rock with all of your strength, which you have done. Never once did I mention that I expected you to move it. Your task was to push. Your purpose was to be obedient and push. This you have done. I, my child, will now move the rock." The theme of this meditation from Isaiah chapter 26 will help you rest and find peace in your divine purpose and there encounter God. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and place where you can become aware of eternity. You may start by listening and joining into this responsive reading and prayer from Psalm chapter 55. Just respond softly, "Lord God, give me peace in my purpose." Give your burdens to the Lord, and He will take care of you. Lord God, give me peace in my purpose. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. Lord God, give me peace in my purpose. But you, O God, will send the wicked down to the pit of destruction. Murderers and liars will die young. But I am trusting you to save me. Lord God, give me peace in my purpose. Amen. Your time in Christian meditation here on Encounter is intended to stimulate thought and deepen your understanding of Scripture. So spend a few moments now obediently pursuing God and expressing your adoration for His Word in silent contemplation. For such is your purpose. Let the silent contemplation continue as you deliberately focus on breathing the purpose-filled breath of God. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and take 3 deep, slow breaths from your belly. Slow, purpose-filled breaths. And consider the peace of God as you align yourself with Him in your breathing. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, "Give me peace in my purpose." With each deep belly breath that you take, be mindful of your breathing, breathing in the peace of God. Just rest here breathing, peace in my purpose. Continue in silence as you become aware of the Holy Spirit revealing peace in your purpose. Your divine purpose is to give your whole heart and soul to knowing God, pursuing Him, and bringing Him glory. How does that make you feel? Where do you feel that emotion? Perhaps peaceful in your purpose to know God? Or maybe worry that you aren't pursuing Him enough and close enough? Your mind may wander back and forth as you consider those options, and I give you that permission. But return to your breathing, the beating of your heart, and the peaceful path of pursuing God. Now in continued silent contemplation, listen carefully to the first of three readings, each reading just blooming from the seed of the first. Listen for how these eternal words fill you. Words from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, in the New International Version. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Himself, is the rock eternal. What did you hear? What emotion did it reveal? After pausing longer in stillness, how did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around this passage? Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Himself, is the rock eternal. Rest there longer now in divine contemplation. Listen once again to a wider reading from the English Standard Version. God keeps him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because he trusts in God. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an everlasting rock. What of God did you become more aware of in this reading? The short Westminster Catechism first asks, what is the chief end of man? The answer is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. So take time here to contemplate how you might enjoy God more. Peacefully enjoy God. Pause if you need more time. God loves listening to your answer. He's in no rush, nor should you be. So how might you enjoy God more? listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Amplified Version. Our city is strong. We are surrounded by the walls of God's salvation. Open the gates to all who are righteous. Allow the faithful to enter. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Trust in the Lord always, for the Lord God is the eternal rock. He humbles the proud and brings down the arrogant city. So resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, I want you to see the strong city, the heavy, fortified stone walls. They're there for safety, for your protection, and for your peace, your perfect peace. Imagine in the middle of the strong city, a giant rock, immovable, eternal. Rest here in your imagination, resting in the shadow of the rock, maybe leaning back against it, but finding peace and enjoying it. Just rest here, enjoying being in the peaceful presence of God, for this is your purpose. As you reflected in your imagination, take a moment now to discern God's presence in your present reality. Are you confident in your purpose to bring God glory and enjoy His presence? Well, if you aren't confident, then rejoice. Be more worried if you're proud and too confident. God has a way of humbling the proud. So take a moment here and rejoice in your fear and doubt about your purpose. Find peace in the uncertainty that you feel. He celebrates your humility. Just meditate here, resting in the cool, peaceful shade of the rock of the Lord. Just enjoy His presence. Once again, for this is your purpose. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered, eternal, purpose-filled breaths from a heart that's enjoying God, bringing glory to God. And let that be your meditation, whether at dawn or dusk. Lord God, give me peace in my purpose. Let those be the words the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Peaceful purpose. And let me pray now that you remember that God keeps you in perfect peace, you whose mind is stayed on Him, because you trust in God. Always trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock, a rock waiting for you to pursue, a strong city waiting for you to enjoy. May God meet all of your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. May you not fear, remembering He is with you. Do not be dismayed, remembering He is your God. He will strengthen you and help you. He will uphold you with His righteous right hand. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Amen. So, in the days or even moments ahead, you will likely feel some fear as to your purpose, some doubt of your ability to pursue and enjoy God. Well, be mindful in those feelings and let them remind you to simply rest in your divine purpose, to pursue and enjoy God. Also, resolve to consider how God might use you to help a friend or maybe a random wanderer enjoy God. Sharing a verse, a kind gesture, or a whispered prayer to give them even just a fleeting reminder of the enjoyment they have in God. So when you're ready, whether at day spring or nightfall, expect to feel some doubt or uncertainty over your purpose, but then let your mind drift back to resting in the enjoyable shade of the eternal rock, for it is there you will find peace in your divine purpose, and there too, encounter God.